Belgian police are fanning out across Brussels today as they try to track down people they believe could be readying more terrorist attacks. And the Pentagon announced today that U.S. forces killed a key member of ISIS leadership. Here's Defense Secretary Ash Carter this morning.
We've taken out the leader who oversees all the funding for ISIL's operations, hurting their ability to pay fighters and hire recruits.
This is the second time in as many weeks that the Defense Department has announced the death of a major ISIS leader. Last week, it was the group's Minister of War. And last month, the head of the group's chemical weapons unit was captured alive. And intelligence officials say that he has been providing information that is helping in the fight against ISIS. For more, let's turn now to NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston. Hi there, Dina.
Hi there.
So first of all, tell us more about this news from the Pentagon. Tell us about the man they say they have killed.
Well, his name is Abd al-Rahman al-Khalduli, and he was one of the founding members of ISIS. He was actually part of al-Qaeda in Iraq, which is the precursor group to ISIS that was attacking Iraq during the Iraq War. And he wasn't just a paymaster for the group. U.S. officials tell me that he was increasingly taking on a role as an external operations manager. In other words, he was helping manage attacks on the West. And this kind of makes sense that he was providing cash to fighters and recruits and to operatives, so he was starting to be put in charge of these kind of external operations. We don't know if he had ties to the Brussels attacks, but either way you look at it, this is a big get in the fight against ISIS.
Okay, so Dina, there are also a lot of developments, many in fact, from Europe itself today with regard to the latest attacks in Brussels. What are we learning there?
Well, there were multiple raids across Brussels last night and into this morning, and a number of people have been detained. We know that three people have been released after questioning. We're not quite sure how many they're still questioning. And then there were several people who were shot during operations in Brussels earlier today, but we haven't heard exactly who they are or how they fit into this plot.
I see. So that's within Brussels itself. But of course, there were also raids in France as well overnight. What happened there?
Yes, the French Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, announced that a man they'd been searching for months, his name is Reda Kriquet, was arrested. Now, he was linked to the November 13th attacks in Paris, and the Interior Minister said he was preparing another attack and that it was in the advanced stages. Now, Kriquet is thought to have links to a man who was a key player in the November 13th attacks. His name is Abdelhamid Abaoud, and he was sort of the not quite the mastermind, but basically the man who was organizing a lot of the Paris attacks. And the Interior Minister didn't draw a direct line between what was starting to unfold in France as an attack and the earlier attacks in Brussels. We're waiting to hear if there actually is that connection.
Okay, so still some questions or many questions there. But I understand that we're also learning more about the identity of the second suicide bomber who attacked the Brussels airport on Tuesday, a major development there. Tell us about that.
Well, there had been reports that the second suicide bomber was a man named Najim Lashraoui, and he was thought to have been the bomb maker for both the Paris and the Brussels attacks because his fingerprint was found not just on the Brussels bomb, but on the bombs in Paris as well. So now officials are actually starting to think that if he killed himself, there may be more than one bomb maker out there, and there might be others. Well, this is the first time that we've heard definitively from Brussels officials that, in fact, they matched his DNA with that of the second suicide bomber in the airport. So that's new.
Okay. Now, Dina, I'm curious because we, of course, have known the identities of the two brothers who blew themselves up, one at the airport and one at the metro station on Tuesday. But there's been recent reporting that U.S. officials had them on a U.S. terrorism watch list. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, the Bakraoui brothers are the ones who, one of them was a suicide bomber in the metro on Tuesday, and the other one was the second suicide bomber at the airport. They had been on some sort of terrorist watch list. Now, they would not tell me exactly which one. There is a large list that has thousands of people on it. This is the same list that the Detroit bomber, the underwear bomber, Abdel Farouk Abdul Muttalib, was on, and that allowed him clearly to get on a plane, or whether these two brothers were in fact on what's called a no-fly list, which would mean they wouldn't have been able to get to the U.S. Both these lists are kept secret, and they wouldn't really give this information to the Belgians unless the Belgians asked them for it. And I think that's how they confirmed that they in fact were on this list.
And finally, I'm seeing one last thing which NPR can report now, and that's U.S. officials are confirming that a man who was arrested in Germany had been deported with one of the Bakrawi brothers from Turkey as well?
That's correct. The older of the Bakrawi brothers was deported from Turkey in July. There's been some controversy over this because he was actually out on parole, and yet here he was in Turkey where he shouldn't have been. And he was sent back to Brussels, and they didn't seem to really do anything with him. They didn't arrest him again. So he was on the loose, even though there seemed to have been some indication that he had radicalized, and certainly perhaps he was trying to get to Syria to get to ISIS. This man that they arrested in Germany was deported at the same time.
That's NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston walking us through the many developments in the Belgium story today. Dina, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.